She's tamei the whole day midrabbanan. Even though she doesn't see, even though she went to the mikveh, still she's tamei midrabbanan. So the question was over here that how come over here we say alma shemeres yoyin kineged yom lebeisha my tamei? It's only like a suffix term. We just have to wait to see that if she sees. Now what happened here was she saw on the seventh day between these 11 days between nida and nida. And then on the eighth day she went to the mikveh in the morning and she didn't see yet. So it says that all the din is just tamei, means we have to wait to see that if she doesn't see the rest of the day, it's tor whatever she touches. But if she does see, then it becomes tamei. But so Kofar is always Rafun. Rafun says according to Beis Shammai, even the next day she's tamei with Rabbanan the whole day. So my says late time we don't say the other pshat is that a shemeres yom keneged yom, don't say that the zav the first day is like a shemeres yom keneged yom. Elaim rather say like this, it's kaboyo shemeres yom keneged yom. It's like he was boyo a shemeres yom. Rashi says elaim kaboyo shemeres yom demoyd Rafuna the bila that the shein liyachet filosa she tayla calls the man shleirosa. That Rafun agrees that the man that lives with her, he himself is Torah. That's what Rafun has said, that a Shemeres Yom, the second day is Tomei, it's only she. She is Tomei Midrabanan the whole day. But if, again, what happened was she saw on the seventh day, then the eighth day in the morning she goes to the mikvah, and then they live together. So the law is the husband remains Torah. If she does not see the next day, the husband remains Torah. That's what Rafun has said, that she's Tamar the second day, it's only she is Tamar and not the husband. So what's the question, why? Maishra, but here also, here that Beis Shammai says it's a Sofer Tuma, means it's like a boyo Shemeres Yom, like the husband, not like she, the Shemeres Yom herself. So Maishra, what kind of smell is this? Maishra, Ihu, to lay Metami Mishkova Maishra, how come the husband, we say, even though he lives with his wife, and she's a Shemeres Yom, Kineged Yom, he remains tall, or if she doesn't see the next, the rest of the day, and how come she, we say, is coming to the Rabban? What should be the difference? So my answer is, the Baal that doesn't have down by him, there's a Makor, Hatumah does not come from the Baal, therefore there goes to the Rabban, the Rabban is not making Zeru, he's coming now. Again, he lived with his wife when the second day, so if she does not see the rest of the day, he remains there. There's no reason to make a turim with the Rabbanan on him, because for him it's not shechir to see dam. Ma'ashayin kein she, teshechichi badam, by her it's normal for her to see dam. And so by her, goes with the Rabbanan made exactly by her to say that even the second day, even before she sees dam, still she's tamei with the Rabbanan. Everyone says, it's so ma'ishna mishkav ha'moshav, te mitamilei, o ma'ishna boyo, tle mitamilei. Again, how come the issue we say is Tamim and Rabban is such a strong Tumor that even her Mishkan and Moshe becomes Tamim? And how come Rabban did not see fit to make Zay upon the husband that he's not even Tamim at all? So the answer is yes. Again, Mishkan and Moshe of the Shechichi, it's normal that she should sit or lie on something, therefore Matamale. Therefore Rabban said yes, on the second day, even before she sees them, still those things are Tamim and Rabban. But the boy also said that she should live with her husband, it's not shchich, but live with her husband that day, because anyway, it's a suffix. Maybe she will see during the second day, and then it comes out that she was telling me in the morning, and then he had no right to live with her. So, min ha'stam, a husband does not live with his wife the second day, with the Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, the second day, even after she went to the mikvah. Still, they do not live together. So, it's not shchich to live together. Therefore, no matam, therefore, the bond will not make any tumma. Talmud says Tanan, learned in our Mishnah Tanan, Tov lo yom shel achrov. If she went to the mikvah the next day, again she saw that on the seventh day, and then she went to Shemeres Yom to the eighth day in the morning, and then she went to the mikvah. V'shimshu, and they lived together. It says the Mishnah raised utabas ro, like it's something wrong what they did, because again, like magen lebilos and tliyin, it's a suffix. We have to see what happens. They really not supposed to live together on the next day, because maybe she'll still see Dam later on in that day. And if she does see Dam, that's the second time she sees Dam, then sort of entire together as if she was coming the whole time. That's what Mishnah says. So you see clearly on the second day it's only a suffix whether she's Tami or not, if she sees. But on such she does not see, she's Torah. So again, it's not like Rafuna. Samara says, my love doesn't the Mishnah mean to say Divri Hakla, he goes according to everybody, even according to Beis Shammai. It's going to sound like Rafuna. Samara says, Loi, Okay, Pshana Mishnah goes according to Beis Hillel. He only goes according to Beis Hillel. Then Echnami, not according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai would be like Avuna says, that she'll be Tomei Vadei Midi Rabbonin. The Tanya goes like this. Omer Lem Reb Yudah LeBeis Hillel. Reb Yudah said back to Beis Hillel. V'chi Lezu, or some of the years of Beis Shammai, Yomer Lem Beis Shammai LeBeis Hillel. V'chi Lezu Atem Kerem Tabes Roa. In this case here, where they live together on the second day after she went to the mikveh, that's just called the Tabes Roa, or their action, follow the Niskavin Zeru LeBeilus Anidah. That knowledge, like Beis Shammai Yod, is considered now as if he went to be Boyel Anidah. For the Gemara Nidah said about it, she's not a Nidah, she's in the middle of Yilal of Yom. She only saw one day, now the next day already. And Laim Arad is saying, Laburvah Zavah, that you had Kavona not to live with a Zavah, she has Tumah Zavah on her. For the Gemara Zavah said about it, she's not a Zavah. She only saw yesterday, and she waited the Shemeris Yom, she waited until the next day in the morning, and she went to the Mikvah. So Avad in the New Isis, she has no Tumah on her right now. So she's not a Zavah either right now. And Laim Arad, the Shemeris Yom, meant it like this. Laboya Shemeris Yom Kineged Yom, Azariah Terafunah, that Beis Shammai itself is complaining to say, Beis Shammai, you can't call this a Tarubas Ro. No, it's still he's doing a Vadi Averim with Rabbanan, because she is Tomei. But the Rabbanan, the Shemeris Yom Kineged Yom, is Tomei. And therefore, it's not right that the husband she lives with her, she has a Vadi Din, a Tumor with Rabbanan. Itmar, we don't like this now. Look, Gemara. Siri, what's going to be the loch which she sees on the 10th day of these 11 days? So far, the Mishnah talks about which she sees on the 11th day. That's a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, whether she needs a shimma midirais or not. And Beis Hillel holds no, she sees on the 11th day, so at night time when she can go to the mikvah, she could become torn midirais. What's going to be if she sees on the 10th day? So, Rabbi Yechon says, Rabbi Yechon Noma Asiri Kichi. But Asiri, for she's according to Beis Hillel, has a loch like Chi, that midirais she needs a shimma. She sees on the 10th day, she cannot become Torah until the 11th day in the morning after she makes a little bit shimmer, then she can first go to the mikvah. Same halacha on the 9th day. Might she, just like on the 9th day, boy shimmer, but Midiraisa, she has to wait the next day, part of the next day. After I see the same thing, she sees on the 10th day, the same halacha, boy shimmer, she can't go to the mikvah yet, she has to wait till the next day. That's what the Yechron. Where Shloka Shomano, Shloka says, Asiri, it's Kechad also, that the 10th day is a halacha like the 11th day. My echad also says the 11th day. Loi boi shimmer does not need shimmer at all. Midiraisa they still hold that since the last 12th day cannot be mitzvah. So that's it. If she sees on the 11th day, she could become Torah that night. So Resh Lakish holds, if I see with the same thing the 10th day also, is loi boi shimmer does not need shimmer midiraisa. Therefore she sees on the 10th day, at night time she can go to the mikvah. And he could be master some law in lahor this shayla aho and this aloha. Rabbi Reb Loza ben Azaya, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Loza ben Bachar Akiva, Afilu Atoma bin Bishemin, Bishemin Kola Yom Kula, even if he had oil, onto oil the whole day, Eini Shema Lecho, I won't listen to you. And rather the din is Chatzi Luk Shemin L'Toyda, that there is some Achlekes, how much Shemin you have to put into the Chalice by a Korban Toyda. No, you have to have by Korban Toyda 40 Lechems, 4 different types, 10 apiece. The shalom is how much shemen has to put into each part. So there Rashi says, b'shemen, b'shemen. There Rabbi Loza says back to the kiva, that gabi revucha, Rashi says, shall tell you, the lechem of revucha, it's golden with hot water. The noch is correct, beiz midas. The exilis says, v'hikriv al zevach ha-toida. Uksiv t'losa, it says 3 times by shemen. The time went like this. You know, then the word just says, b'shemen yisrael nekol ha-mnoch is a lug. All the mnochas need only one lug of shemen. Ta'amrena, b'shemen, b'shemen. The chalos urikikin by chalos urikikin says shemen shemen of ribu yach ribu lemayet v'chatsi lug. The other they do not need a lug, they don't need a chatsi lug a piece. So the chalos urikikin don't need a chatsi lug a piece. That's what the kiva says. So the lezer v'nevei says back to him, I'm not going to listen to you. And the shemen lecho elo the loch is chatsi lug shemen l'toida. Rashi says, hey, the shemen lecho lo my dobez emirik, I'm not going to learn this off my posik. Why? Because this thing is rather shalach l'moshe misinai, the shalach l'moshe misinai. That all you need is a chatzi luk shemen for these chalas on the korban toida. Or reviyas yam a nozer. That the nozer is chayiv if he drinks reviyas yayin. Or some of the gears are reviyas shemen. That by korban the nozer brings also you have to have shemen there. That the nozer has to have reviyas shemen. And the yachar osu yen the din of these 11 days shebenidu nida. Again, when Isha first has the period, so she's tummy for Nida for 7 days, and then the next 11 days in between one period and another period has a special locha that she could become a Zava during these 11 days, is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. These things are not min apsukim, but the halachas of Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So now, my halacha, what the Gebloza Ben Azayi mean to say that these days, 11 days, is called Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? Rashi says it's mashma that the 11th day itself has a special Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So here's the machlekes. Rabbi Yechrenoma Halacha Yud Aleph. Rish Lakish Shemar Halacha Is Echad Asa. That's what the halacha is. And like this. Rabbi Yechrenoma Halacha Echad Asa means Echad Asa Hudaloy Boishim. And Echnam is a special halacha that if you see on the 11th day, then Midiraisa, you don't have to have Shemar. Midiraisa, since the 12th day, cannot even start to make her into a Zavra. So therefore, she sees on the 11th day, that's it. At night time, she stops sin, she can go to the mikvah at night. But only the 11th day, but holy achrini, if she sees on the 10th day, of it shimmer, that midiraisa, if she sees on the 10th day, she'll be tummy until the 11th day comes, and she has a little bit shimmer in the morning, then goes to the mikvah. And the chiddush here is, even though if you see on the 10th day, it's not possible to become a zavah gedola. Because a zavah gedola is only you see 3 days out of these 11 days. So this time, when you see on the 9th day, then for sure you have this in the Shemar Siyayim. Because you could see the 9th, you could see the 10th, you could see the 11th, you become a Zavah Gedolah. But when you first see on the 10th day, at most you'll see the 10th and the 11th. Only two, and Isha does not become Tamei, Zavah Gedolah after two times. So that's the Shaila, since you can't come with Zavah Gedolah, so you still need a Shimmer or not. So, Rav Yechon says, yes, only the 11th day does not need Shimmer. But if you see on the 10th day, maybe right, you're going to have to wait until the 11th day in the morning, and then first go to the mikvah. It means two, like there are two halachas involved here. They're not the 10th, they're not the 11th, both do not need shimmer. So that's just machlokes in Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. So now the question, is it true? Hani halachas minu, are these things learned out from halachas lachos from Sinai? The Chura Hani Kroinin, we learn out these things from Sukkim. The Tani would learn like this. Yochai would have thought to say, Haro Yagimu Yomim Bat Chilas Nida Ritzufim Teizavra Venisha Stam, when it first has a period. She sees 3 days straight. In 3 days she sees Dam. In each day, one she sees Dam. 3 days straight, one after another. Teiz, maybe that alone is enough to make a resolve for Gedolom. Oman, in the Kaimara, what the Pasuk says, Isha Kisiya Zavra Dam Yil Zavra means Beroy Echod. When do we say the din is that she's only tummy for 1 day, not more, as long as she sees 1 day? Rashi says, Yochel aroyi gim yom betchilis nida, lesviras zayin ikiyim, on the korban, that she'll need zayin ikiyim and a korban. Dechsiv yom and rabu kamatsuch was sviras a korban. That any time she sees 3 days, she'll have to have zayin ikiyim and a korban. Oh man, what am I doing with the process? Ezek is over, zova, or omma, vapash, rishonish, go hitzrach, sviras nikiyim, but she doesn't need a korban. And Nikiyim, that's Broya Yonech, which she saw just 1 day, but maybe any time she sees 3 days, she has been a Zavah, she needs a Zayin Nikiyim, and she has to bring a Korban. Avarog Mitchilas Tia Zavah. On this time learned, Midrash Nebosik says no, it says, Beloy Eis Nidosa, meaning to say, Samach L'Nidosa. Rashi says, that's Beloy Eis, not during the time she comes to Nida. Eini Oymanecho, Ela Beloy Eis Loisha, Acha Yimei Nidosa. I'm on this halacha that you become a Zavah Gedolah as long as you see 3 days after the 7 days of Nidus. That some of the Nidosa right after those 3 days. She also Yerushan Acha Zayin Yimei Nidosa V'Rosa Shmina Tshir Asiri. During those 11 days, if she sees then 3 times, that's when she could become a Zavah. But not during the first 7 days that she's a Nida. Now the aim of Yerushan some of the Nidosa, maybe only Mamish the 8th day and the 9th and the 10th day, she could become a Zavah. Mutl Nidosa Yemechim, let's say if she skips one day, first she sees Dam, she's coming for 7 days. Then, let's say the 8th day she does not see, but she first sees on the 9th day. There's the first day, 11th day, the first of the 11th, she does not see. But the second day she sees, Mina Hanan to say she sees then 3 days she becomes a Zavah. Tam Lamed says, Oy Ki Sazuf, even the second day she could start. Only Yemech, she only skips 1 day. How do we have to say, even though she first stops with after she's Nida, when she starts these 11 days, she doesn't see till the 10th day, until the 11th day. Helmut says she's Tomei Minayim, or Marta, Mamitsino, just like we find Revi, she Royulis Svira, for Royulis Eva, just like on the 4th day she sees that she's fit to count Zainikim, comes up with Elam, Zafan Yavi Yassi, the same thing, she's on the 10th day, it'll be the same thing. She Royulis Svira, but Royulis Eva, that she's Roy to have Zivra and Roy to have a Svira. So Kitsa, she sees on the 10th day, and she saw before on the 8th and 9th, so it's Nastar together to make her into a Zabu Gedela. Well, Minan, how do we know even further than this? So Minayin L'Rabba is Echad also. But again, what she saw on the 9th and 10th, and then the 3rd time she's on the 11th day, and that could also make her into a Zabu Gedela. Talmud, and the first says, B'loi Yes Nidasa. Anytime it's not a Nes Nidasa, it's a Filu Muflug Niyom Harbay. Still, she could become a Zabu Gedela. And so, Yochai, we thought to say, there's no limit. Yochai Shani Ma Ba'ashnei Masa, even the 12th day also, if she sees them, maybe she couldn't start to make him to his Zevra. Or Mata Taya V'lav. No, that's not that I don't say. So Moshe says, but my wife, how do you know to say this? Or my wife, how do you know to say? What's fitting to say? L'Rab Yisechid also, the 11th day, yes. Or Leit Yishnei Masa, and the 12th day, not. Why? Maybe the 12th day also, yes. So Moshe says, yes. Ma Ba'ani Yechid also. So Moshe Mustafa said that she sees on the 11th day. Then she's Mitzarev, Sherol Lesvirus, because the 11th day is still part of counting the Zainikian of the Pesach Oikhi Zozov, which remember from the Pesach Oikhi Zozov, she sees on the 4th day. She sees on the 4th day, then you start counting 7 days, that's Zainikian, ends on the 11th day. So the 11th day has to do with the Zainikian, therefore it's Mitzarev to say if she sees on the 11th, it's also Mitzarev to a Riyah of the 9th and 10th, that she could become a Zabu Gedola. But a Moitzi on the Yudbeis I take out if she first sees, she sees on the 12th day, Shein Royalist Svi Roiki Zozov. From that Pasuk of Roiki Zozov, which she comes to on the 4th day, so 7 days later is the 11th, not more. So therefore the 12th day is not Mustafa. Therefore what Mustafa said, there's only 11 days that she could become a Zabu during, and not the 12th day. If she sees again on the 12th day, that's called Chilus Nida. Now the aim of Yelishleishu Yom, only she sees 3 days straight that she becomes a Zovah. Shnei Yom in Minayin, how does she say she sees only 2 days that she's a Zovah Katana, she has Tumma at least Mishmeres Yom. Talmudim, it says Yimei, days. Yomechid Minayin, she only sees 1 day out of these 11 days, how does she has a din of Shmeres Yom Kenegad Yom? Talmudim, Kol Yimei, Mashmeres, any one of those days she could have Tumma. Then the Pasuk says Tineya, Melamit Shemetam Ezboyelo, Kenido. That the husband lives with her when she has a din tumah, even though when she has tumah zav on her, so the husband also gets the same type of tumah, just like your boil nida, the baal becomes tumah, same thing with the boil zav, he also becomes tumah. Then the pasuk says he, so dash and he tumah as boilo, that she makes her husband tumah, but the ain azav metama mashu boil. Let's say the husband has a tumah zav on him, and his wife not, and then he lives with his wife. So she does not become Tomei through the beer. She does not get his din Tumma. Maybe she's called like a Magish, she'll be Tomei like for 1 day. But she doesn't have Tumma Zav on her. That's the din only the Isha gives over her Tumma Zubah to the husband through beer, but not the Baal. The Baal does not give over his Tumma to the Isha. Moses Baloi din wasn't to the Svara. Umahi Madach Shi. Shema Mitama Beriyais Kibiyamim. She's not Tomei just as she sees 3 times even in 1 day. It has to be 3 separate days. Still Mitama as Boyma when she becomes a Zava. After seeing 3 times during these 11 days, she sees 3 days, and she then her husband lives with her. She's Mitama her husband, and so who the husband is Zav. She Mitama Berias could be Yom. There's a Chumra by a man that he has to see 3 times. It could even be the same day though. So there's a 3 different Riyas, it's Mitzarif. His Eidin is not a fair to say She Mitama Mashu Boil, that for sure the husband should have this chumrah, that when he's Tom and lives with his wife, he's Matama's wife with a din zavra also. On this note, Tamle, the Pasuk says, he, Mashmihi Matama's Boilo, Vienna Zav Matama, Mashu Boil, the special example of the cousin, only he is, only she's Matama her Boilo, and not him, the husband is not Matama's wife. Or Minan had enough to say, Shu Oysam Mishkav Moshev, that the Baal, when he has Zav, he makes Mishkav Moshev. Tamar, the Pasuk says, Kemishkav Nidosei, that yes, he had the same tumor he also can make it tummy. So the side says, the Rashi says, "Minayin shuaisim mishkumayshu milas shu nimchak she." How do you know she? How do you know to say she? But she has tumas zogla and she makes tumas mishkumayshu. How do we know? So Tanya Posin says, "Kemishkav nidosam." She's the same aloha like a nidi, just like by nidi she's matam or mishka what she sleeps on. Same thing when she's a zogla also. The only yellow shloishi yomim, where she sees 3 days, she has to din zogla. Then she's matam or mishka b'mayshu. But shnei yom minayin tamulay mi yemei yemechu minayin tamulay ma kol yemei. So mashma during these 11 days, even if she only sees 1 day, she's not even just to be a zolva katan. Also, when that day that she's tamei, she's even a tam a mishka b'mayshiv. Also, that's the special tamulay. It says kol yemei. So not only is zolva gedolah is metama her mishka b'mayshiv, what she sits on or lies on. But even the Zalva Katana, even if she only sees 1 day during these 11 days, that day that she's Tameh, she's also Matama Mishkal Meshav. When we not had enough to say, she's a Seferis Echad Liyachad, that she sees 1 day, she has to be a Shemeris Yom Kenegi Yom, she has to count the next day. Tam Lehman says in the Pasuk Yehloh, that it says Yehloh, that she has to have another day. Yachal, I would thought to say, Tispa Shiva Lishnaim, if she sees 2 days in a row, maybe she has to have Ben Zaynikim, and really the dinner with the Svara. Mahu Maduch the man Dizav Shein Seifer Echad Liyechad. If he only sees one Riya, he doesn't have to count another day. Still Seifer Shivul Shnayim. When a man sees Zav twice, either twice the same day, one after another day, he has to Zav on him that he needs Zaynikim. Shein Seifer Echad Liyechad. Still Seifer Shivul Lishnayim. When he sees twice, he has to have Zaynikim. And so she, the lady, Dizavah. Shesoteris echad liyechad. If she only sees 1 day, she has to wait another day. Shemeris yom until she could become tall till the next day. His zayin didn't even the swear to say shetispa shibul shnayim. That when she sees 2 days, 2 days in a row, she should have a din zavah ready that she has to have zayin nikiyim. So I can tell when she sees 2 days in a row, she only has din of a shemeris yom kenegad yom. Tam Lema says the words yielah. That ain't a shesoteris eli yomah. She only has to count just one more day. That's all. So she only sees 2 days in a row. She only starts a bit of a Zolva Katana. She only has to count one more day and not 7 days. But our core point of the question is, Alma Kroy Ninu, all these halachas are psukim. So how could you say before it's halacha Moshe Mishinai, here it's mashma, they're all psukim. So it's true. The Rabbi Akiva Kroy, according to Rabbi Akiva, Dashin is from psukim. But the Rabbi Lezab and Azai, Hilchasa, according to him, it's only halacha in Echanami, it's only halacha Moshe Mishinai, it's not from psukim. Oh, my lady, Rav Shemai and Rav Abba, Ema, why don't I say, be your mom a teddy zava? She sees by day she become a zava. But lively, she sees a night and tenida. Maybe she become a nida then, not a zava. Maybe a zava is only beyond. The pasuk says beyond. It says, a kizazav. It says, yom and rabbin. Ava rosa, belayless, maybe she's not going to be a zava. She's going to be a nida at night time. Omlai said back, no, alecha makron, you, the pasuk says, al nidosa means somak with nidosa. Somach v'nidos, I'm a savvy. When is it called near the time when you finish your nido? The Laila, at night, is the night of the after the 7 days. The next night, the night going into today's day, that's when she could become a Zava. The Kakar relates Zava, that's called the Zava. She sees she could become a Zava, you might see by night time. That's halacha. Again, the first time she sees a period, the dam, she's tummy for 7 days, midiraisa would have been nido. After those 7 days are up, even that night now, the night after the 7 days that she sees then, see, that makes her into a Zalba Katana. She sees the next 3 days, she's come as Zalba Gadela. But it does not have to be Dafka Bayem, it could even be Balayla also. Now the Gemara ends off, Torn the Veli Yo. That call Ashayna Halachas B'Chayem. Whoever learns Halachas every single day is Muftach La, he's guaranteed that true Ben Olam Habo. He's called Ben Olam Habo. Like he'll be Zeichel for Teshua to live in Olam Habo. Shemin the Pasuk says, Halichas Olam Loi. So we dash in our tikri halichas. Don't say the words of walking, but rather ela halachis. The halachis that makes you walk. Kipshutai. It's not some midrash here. Like halichas means walking. How does the Jew walk with the halacha? In other words, halachas that we learn is what makes us walk, keeps us going, keeps us chias, and I'll keep us chias. And the mishnah will be zeicha to be a ben olam haba. Yerashi just says yuchas mishnah brayso halacha l'meshim sinai. You had your luck at the Noikis, a sleeker law, Mesechta Nida.